It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Tuolumne County is one of eight early counties implementing what is called CareCord. It will officially start up in October. We're going to hear all about it and the details on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It's a new thing in Tuolumne County and the state of California, so most people probably have no idea what it all is. We're pleased to be joined on the panel this morning by Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Director Tammy Mariscal, Behavioral Health Deputy Director Dr. Brock Colby, and County Counsel for Tuolumne County, Sarah Carrillo. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I have a couple of first-time guests on the program. So before we get started talking about CareCord, I may ask a little bit about your background first. I'll start with Tammy Mariscal. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you oversee as Behavioral Health Director.
Good morning, BJ. Yes, my name is Tammy Mariscal, and I am your Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County Behavioral Health. My role entails ensuring the provisions of specialty mental health services for Medi-Cal beneficiaries who reside in Tuolumne County. That includes outpatient services like medication services, outpatient therapeutic interventions, rehabilitation skill building, case management, and we also ensure the provisions of inpatient psychiatric treatment and residential care for those with substance use disorders.
Very good. And Dr. Brock Colby, how about you?
Hi, I'm the clinical director of services at Behavioral Health, and I work with our management team and with Tammy Mariscal to implement policies and procedures and implement our program serving mentally ill and substance abusers.
Thank you. And Sarah Carrillo, we've had you on the program before earlier, but for anyone who's unfamiliar, what is your role as county counsel?
Sure. I am the county attorney, so I handle all civil matters for the county. My office, I oversee four other attorneys and two executive legal assistants. We represent the Board of Supervisors, county administration, and every single county department. And in this context, we will be representing behavioral health in the care court proceedings. And actually, one of my deputies, Maria Sullivan, will be taking lead on the court representation.
So I'll go back over to Behavioral Health Director Mariscal. So CareCord, it's going to be a new thing in Tuolumne County. What can you tell us about it?
Well, we can share that CareCord, fondly called Community Assistance, Recovery, and Empowerment Act, aims to address those that are potentially suffering from untreated mental illnesses, and with the attempt to treat them and support them in the least restrictive environments possible. CareCord is a civil process whereby individuals within our community that we would call responders have an opportunity to bring to the attention of the court and behavioral health individuals that may be struggling with untreated, again, mental illness and who possibly are homeless or those that are involved in incarceration or other conservatorship-type legal status.
So how does it kind of differ from the status quo, what's happening now, to what will happen in the future?
You know, although we do have current processes in place that would take somebody to the point of possibly facing conservatorship, this really is an attempt to get in front of the situations where people may find themselves facing inpatient and or locked facilities of the likes of mental institutions. This is a court process whereby we can engage individuals by encouraging them to engage voluntarily in behavioral health treatment as a way to stabilize and provide them with the necessary resources to improve their lives.
And Tuolumne County, as mentioned, is going to be one of the initial eight to kind of implement this, and it's a big state. You know, how did that all come about that we're one of the early adapters?
In 2022, the state legislature passed a law that created CareCord. it really was an attempt to firstly address homelessness, but very quickly became a program that was far broader than that, basically targeting any individuals, again, that were that are unstable or not necessarily engaging in voluntary treatment. Upon the legislation passing, our CAO discussed the opportunity with the Board of Supervisors, department heads, if we were interested in joining what the state calls the Cohort 1 counties. So basically, the governor provided an incentive to counties that were willing to be early implementers. And with the early implementation, there was one-time only funding that was made available to those counties to assist in the implementation, as well as driving, if you will, the shape of what Care Court would ultimately become. I'm confident that our relationship with the Cohort 1 counties gave Tuolumne County the best opportunity to develop a program that not only would fit the spirit of legislation, but it would also be in the spirit of what our residents and our community could manage and would be most appropriate for those that live in our community.
So is behavioral health kind of what you call the lead agency overseeing the Care Court locally?
Yes, that would be correct.
I imagine there's a lot of other agencies that will be involved and kind of partners with the effort.
Yes, currently we are partnering with, we are a part of Health and Human Services Agency. We are partnering very closely with County Council. We have had very successful collaborative meetings with the courts. Courts are our partners, as well as the Department of Social Services, specifically for Public Guardian in preparing for impact to their system as well.
Question for any of the three of you at the table. How do you kind of determine who is eligible for this new Care Court program?
Well, there's a few criteria. The primary criteria is you have to have a condition such as schizophrenia or one of the schizophrenia spectrum disorders or other psychotic disorders. So although the Care Court is trying to target people who are deteriorating or maybe facing homelessness, they're really targeting people with schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, and other illnesses like that. And so someone with a different illness, like major depression or substance abuse or a medical condition such as a traumatic brain injury, will not qualify under this act. So the legislature and the governor are really targeting the most severely mentally ill people to try to get them off the street and into treatment and housing.
We're talking about the new Care Court. It's a new initiative in Tuolumne County and the state of California on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We do have a panel of guests joining us this morning. We have the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County, Tammy Mariscal, the Behavioral Health Deputy Director, Dr. Brock Colby, and the County Council for Tuolumne County, Sarah Carrillo. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to take a quick break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area. For family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service, call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about a new initiative in the state of California and Tuolumne County being one of the kind of so-called pilot counties taking it up, the Care Court. It's officially going to start up in October. We're joined by a panel of guests to learn more about it today. We're joined in the studio by the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County, Tammy Mariscal, Behavioral Health Deputy Director, Dr. Brock Colby, and County Council Sarah Carrillo. I'll bring in County Council Sarah Carrillo for this next question. You know, what can you tell us about about how the petition process will work for Care Court.
Sure. So first, I want to make sure that I mention some of the other departments that we've been working with as we've been planning to implement Care Court. So that is including our county administration, the public defender's office, and the courts. So we'll talk a little bit about the court process, because as Tammy said, this is a civil court process. Basically, what happens is somebody who knows, has some sort of familiarity with the person who is the respondent, the person's need of services, may file a petition with the court. And that can include a spouse, a parent, a sibling, an adult child, somebody that is living with this person. It can also include a first responder. So think about a peace officer, firefighter, that type of position. It can include a director of a hospital, a licensed behavioral health professional, or a director of a public or charitable organization providing behavioral health services. So basically what happens is anybody who has this familiarity can file the petition with the court. And if it meets the prima facie showing that this person is in need and eligible for Care Court, then ultimately what happens is the court will set a hearing, and behavioral health then becomes the petitioner. So that's where you sort of see behavioral health coming in and taking over the case, essentially. And so they will be doing assessments and reports and evaluations and going to court. So the court process is really complicated, and I don't want to get into all of the nitty-gritty because it'll just be a bit much, but there's at least 8 hearings involved in this process, and at each hearing, behavioral health will be represented by one of my deputies in my office, Maria Sullivan, and then the respondent will also get an attorney, and in this county, it will be the public defender's office, so somebody from the public defender's office will be representing the respondent, and the respondent has a lot of rights in these proceedings, so that's one thing that we want to make it really clear, is that this is a voluntary process. The respondent needs to be present at every hearing unless that's waived for some reason. They are entitled to receive notice of every sort of document filed in the proceeding and, of course, copies of their evaluation. And then they're entitled to have a supporter also. So that can be somebody that they're comfortable with that can help sort of advocate for them at these hearings. And they also get appeals rights. So the court may order something that the person doesn't agree with, and they can actually appeal that to an appellate court. And one of the biggest things is that there is no forced medication whatsoever in this process. So the court may order that they take certain types of medication, but that really means that the respondent has to be willing and voluntarily take the medication.
I'll go over to Dr. Colby. You know, what type of treatment programs are there for people who are in this type of program?
Currently at Behavioral Health, we have a number of programs for people with severe mental illnesses, including our psychiatry. We use telepsychiatry and also have a doctor on site one day a week. We also have a number of skill building groups and therapy groups, as well as individual therapy and case management. And through these programs, we'll be offering the same programs to our chronically mentally ill people in this Care Court. But we also have an intensive treatment program called Full Service Partnerships, which provides intensive daily, if needed, case management and rehabilitation for these people in this court. In addition, we also have our substance abuse program services. A lot of clients who are in this court situation may have co-occurring substance abuse problems, and so we'll be able to offer them substance abuse treatment, both residential and outpatient. So we have pretty comprehensive services now, and so we will offer these to the individual in Care Court to the degree that they're able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I appreciate the overview of what's available locally. Are there enough services locally, or would they sometimes maybe have to go outside of the county too?
There are enough services locally, but we also contract with like residential drug alcohol treatment programs in Modesto and elsewhere. So not all of the treatment programs are here, but most of the outpatient services are. And again, we also have crisis services where we use psychiatric hospitals out of the area in Modesto and elsewhere.
Go back to Tammy Mariscal as Behavioral Health Director. Being that Care Court is a new initiative, are there kind of some common questions or even some misconceptions that are either true or false about what Care Court is?
Absolutely. Care Court definitely is not a criminal court. And as Sarah pointed out, it is a civil court. It is not meant to be a solution for homelessness. Homelessness is not an eligibility within the legislation. Care Court does not include persons with substance use disorders only. So a misconception is that it is about a substance use disorder program. It's clearly targeting mental health and mental health diagnoses. A big component is housing. It is not a housing program, although individuals that are petitioned that are in need of housing, we would make plans and develop a housing plan for those if warranted.
So CareCourt's obviously going to be a new thing. You know, the services that Dr. Colby was talking about, they're available now for people who maybe want to get ahead of not having to go to CareCourt. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Clinic is geared towards serving those that are 200% below poverty level, that are covered by Medi-Cal as an insurance. We encourage any and all residents to seek mental health services. Mental health will do screenings for anybody that outreaches to our department. The screenings are for the purpose of identifying levels of care and the needs of the individuals that come in contact with our department. And we provide case management, even briefly, for those that may not meet the medical necessity criteria of specialty mental health, but that might be in need of some brief counseling or case management, and we would then refer those to our other mental health partners within the community.
In addition, we also have crisis services, which is available to anyone in the community regardless of their insurance. And so we hope to help help people get to their services, whether they're private or with us with Medi-Cal.
And Dr. Colby or County Council Creo, any other common questions or misconceptions you hear about CareCourt?
Well, one thing that's a little bit different about CareCourt is that it expands behavioral health services to people who have private insurance as well. And so that is going to be a little bit different for behavioral health. And I'm not sure if maybe Brock has ideas.
I think one other area is people can petition the court, and then the court will hopefully screen out, as well as behavioral health will screen out who people are not eligible. They don't have to be an expert in it, but there's obviously some conditions that mimic mental health conditions, and they don't have to determine that, but we can help clarify that through that court process. Another area is that a big emphasis is trying to help homeless mentally ill people get into housing and get into services. So that's kind of the focus of the act, and we hope that through that process we'll be able to help a person who's not in our system but who may be struggling and on the street get into housing and accept services. And if they accept voluntarily, then they don't really meet criteria for CareCourt. So someone may get petitioned, but then they agree, okay, I'll come in and I'll start seeing a doctor. They don't meet criteria for CareCourt. But it's really for those more people with persistent mental illness who aren't accepting services, who are struggling on the street, trying to gently get them into through this court process into services.
I'll go back to Tammy Mariscal. Can you explain, you talked about a little bit earlier on, but kind of the rollout of how this is going to work, you know, both locally and at the state level?
Well, it's been rolling since 22. You know, the approach Tuolumne County took, as I would imagine most other cohort one counties, several planning sessions have been put in place. Briefly, at the state level, the Department of Healthcare Services was deemed the department that is to drive the effort. There has been many stakeholder processes and meetings taking place on a quarterly level. There's been work groups that our CAO has been involved in. We as a Cohort 1 county go to Sacramento and meet with all other Cohort 1 counties on a quarterly. We meet weekly locally with our court partners that were mentioned earlier, and really trying to make sure that not only each department that's involved is ready with their particular responsibilities, that the local partners' plans are all in concert, so when we do roll out October 1st, we are ready. I feel very confident that with the services already put in place as far as behavioral health structure and our partners' understanding of the other components of CareCourt, that we are poised and ready to go.
You know, Tuolumne County being a smaller county in the state, other counties like Los Angeles, much larger, do you get, you know, back and forth information from the larger counties, and is that useful to a smaller county like Tuolumne County?
Absolutely. You know, all counties have different approaches to any type of implementation. And I believe that we're sharing both small county ideas with large counties as well as vice versa. It is nice to know that for this legislative process, the state provided standard documentation, so standard court forms, standard treatment plans, as well as affidavits. So that really gave the Cohort 1 counties and, of course, the Cohort 2 counties the foundation to work from, which will, I think, provide a lot of stability for implementation going forward.
Are there some benefits that you see to being one of the early adapters, so to speak?
The biggest benefit, of course, is the one-time funding. Without the Cohort 1 funding for the seven counties or for our county, I imagine it would have been far more difficult for us to lift this program off the ground. It is quite ambitious.
And I'll just chime in, too, that as Tammy mentioned, we've been meeting almost monthly with our other cohort one counties, and I think that as a group, the collective group, we have been able to actually make some really good suggestions to the state so that they would help implement certain things that we were asking for. So when she talked about the forms, that was really important to us that we have some standardized forms. And there's also been some cleanup legislation when we discovered some issues that needed to be resolved. And so that part has been really, Maybe I can use the word fun, but fun for our county to actually participate and see the state responding positively with our suggestions.
When you talk about one-time funding, how much does the state give to like a county like Tuolumne County?
I believe county, we got $1.2 million.
Okay, so a sizable amount of money to implement it.
Absolutely.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about the new Care Court on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined by a panel of guests. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute, talking with Behavioral Health Director Tammy Mariscal, Behavioral Health Deputy Director Dr. Brock Colby, and County Counsel Sarah Carrillo. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking about Care Court on this weekend's Motherlode Views, a new initiative in the state of California being implemented locally, first in Tuolumne County, one of the first eight counties, before the rest of the state. We're hearing all about it on this weekend show by Behavioral Health Director Tammy Mariscal, the Deputy Director for Behavioral Health, Dr. Brock Colby, and Tuolumne County Council, Sarah Carrillo. And I'll go back over to Tammy Mariscal, Behavioral Health Director. I understand there's going to be some public meetings coming up where people can learn more about Care Court.
Absolutely, yes. We would like to share future education forums and other resources. So please look forward to a Facebook Live event scheduled for September 6th at 5 through 6:30 p.m. and a Care Court framework presentation being held at the Tuolumne Community Resiliency Center August 23rd from 3:30 to 5 o'clock p.m. We look forward to community members coming out and learning a little bit more about Care Court and an opportunity to ask questions of both Health and Human Services employees, behavioral health, and the court and county council. Sure. Additional resources, BJ, if I could throw in, can be found at the Behavioral Health website under our Care Court page, as well as folks can hit the State Department of Healthcare Services website, Care Court Act page, for more information.
So you mentioned October 23rd at 3:30 p.m., the Tuolumne Community Resilience Center on Bay Avenue. That's where it's going to be. So how is that?
August 23rd?
Yes. August 23rd at 3:30 p.m. So how is that going to work? Is it going to be kind of a presentation first and people can ask questions, or what's going to be the format?
Yes, myself and Brock will be presenting as well as our court partners, and we will be opening up for questions and answers after the webinar.
We'll go around the table as we wrap up today. I'll go back to Dr. Brock Colby. Anything that we didn't bring up or that'd be good to mention?
One of the things we're trying to address is the need for infrastructure in the county or access to different placement facilities. So housing is one of the biggest problems we have. As just for ordinary citizens, housing is in short supply in Tuolumne County, as across the state. And then so trying to find affordable or available housing will be our big concern, as well as other treatment facilities such as substance abuse recovery or halfway houses, and higher level care such as boarding cares or other facilities in which we can help people get stable in.
And I'll go back over to Sarah Carrillo. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
Just that this is an evolving process. There's a lot of unknowns still. We don't have an idea right now of the exact number of people we'll be serving with this process. And so I think as we start to implement it and a year or two goes by, we'll get a better sense of what that means. Because from a county perspective, we don't know what the impact will be on staff as well. So hopefully everyone will be patient as we sort of work out the kinks in the process. Because when you start something new, it will always take a little bit of time to work everything out. But we look forward. And I think we've been really fortunate to work with a really great team who is excited about implementing this new program.
And Tammy Mariscal, final comment you'd like to make?
We are excited. We really are excited to lift this program. We believe wholeheartedly that there are individuals that are in need of this level of care. Aside from being excited, I'm really proud of the department and the employees that make up the behavioral health team, and I have no doubt that we will be able to rise to the occasion. And I appreciate the time. I appreciate your time, BJ.
So then starting up in October, does the care court happen at the courthouse, or does that happen like offsite at behavioral health?
Mm-hmm. The process does begin at the court with a submission of a petition. There is more information on how to submit a petition on the self-help page of the Superior Court's website.
Okay. And County Council Carrillo, I'll go back to you one more time. So do you have to bring in like a new staff member for this, or do you have enough staff member to work through this right now?
Right now we have enough staff, but as I said, you know, we'll see how this sort of plays out. And that's not just impact to my department, but to other departments as well. I believe behavioral health added positions and the court has added positions as well. And so we're gonna wait and see. We might need new staff, but we'll take it one day at a time.
So, Tammy Mariscal, this next year after it's implemented, do you have kind of like a group that will kind of constantly be assessing to see how things are going?
Assessing to see how it's going.
Since it's a new program, you know, if things that are working well and things that aren't maybe working well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in fact, behavioral health continuously monitors our programs for efficacy and proper standards of care, program integrity. So we will begin to monitor the program from the first day of implementation, actually, and continue to work with our Cohort 1 counties, as well as teach and learn from the Cohort 2 counties as they begin their implementation December 2023.
You know, people learning about Care Court for the first time in Tuolumne County, definitely as things move along, come back and fill us in on how things go.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Again, we thank our guests for joining us on this weekend show. It's the Care Court. It's a new initiative in the state of California being implemented in Tuolumne County, one of the first 8 counties to implement it. We've been joined on the program today by the Behavioral Health Director for Tuolumne County, Tammy Mariscal, as well as the Behavioral Health Deputy Director, Dr. Brock Colby, and County Counsel for Tuolumne County, Sarah Carrillo. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.